As probably many of you are aware, throughout this whole year, we have been following, with a few breaks for Easter and for the Lenten season, we've been following the Gospel of St. Luke. St. Luke has a few unique characteristics. For one thing, in Luke's Gospel, we encounter Jesus in prayer far more frequently than in the other three Gospels. Luke seems to point out that Jesus is at prayer before any of his major decisions, sometimes spending the whole night in prayer. The other thing that's kind of unique to Luke is the prominence of women in Luke's Gospel. Women hold a far more prominent place in the writing of St. Luke. And the other thing, which sometimes is even joked about, is Jesus is frequently at a dinner. He's invited over and over again to dinners. Today we have him at a dinner of one of the leading Pharisees. It's on a Sabbath. The story to me seems to have two very main themes. One is the importance of humility. The other theme is more that we should not be good or kind to others just so that they will repay us. Our goodness, our kindness needs to come from the very depths of our hearts. It needs to come for a love for the other, not for looking out for ourselves. I would like to kind of move in just a slightly different direction with this gospel reading today. As I was reading it, I began to think not just about that banquet at which Jesus was invited, but I was thinking about the banquet to which you and I are invited. Not just a banquet of food, but the banquet of life. How much we have. The food we eat. The clothes we wear. The homes we live in. We could go on and on. The music we listen to. All of that is part of the great banquet of life that God has given us. And I use that word given purposely because it is indeed gift to all of us. It's not something that we have earned, not something we have deserved. It is simply gift. Oh, you may say, well, I work hard for it. Yes. But even the ability to work hard is already God's gift. All is gift to us. Unmerited, undeserved, God in his generous love pours it out. And if we can become aware that we haven't earned it, we haven't deserved it, then again, that humbles us. Because we have done nothing, and yet God has given us everything. It humbles us, and it can make us grateful. Grateful for all that we have received. Grateful for all that God has given us. But then I began to think in another way, too. Another banquet. The banquet that we have here. The banquet of Christ's body and blood. We need to ponder that banquet very often. Because we who are going to fall into dust, we are given the very life of the God-man. The very life of the divine is given to us over and over and over again in the Eucharist. It's given to us not symbolically, but really, We believe and we have believed for 2,000 years that that's not just a piece of bread. That's not just a sip of wine. That is the very life of the Lord Jesus Christ, somehow shared with us. And shared with us so that it can invite us to communion, to union with Him. You know, that's what God wants with us. He wants communion with us. He wants a deep, intimate relationship with us. And so He gives us the very life of Jesus, His Son, in this banquet. Now, in order to really experience that, we must be humble. You know, we must know that we are not worthy of that gift, that we have not deserved that gift, we have not earned it. It is totally, absolutely gift to us. And again, we must have humble hearts, but also hungry hearts. Hearts that want that relationship with God. Hearts that want to be in communion with God. Hearts that want to share the very life of God Himself. If we're satisfied with what we have now apart from God, we can't know that hunger for God. And if we can't know that hunger for God, then the Eucharist can't really fill us. But if we have yearning hearts, hungry hearts, thirsty hearts, if we want to share in the very life of God Himself, if we want a life that is greater than the life we now live, then the Eucharist can fill us. And that's what God wants for us. He has prepared this banquet to share His very self, His very life with each and every one of us. He wants to draw us into intimate union with Him.